This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By the way, folks, there's no doubt that COVID's going back around. It is a synthetic nanotech attacking people. I've been tested twice for it. Supposedly don't have it. But I've been around 49 years, and I barely ever get sick, but every 3-4 years, I know what it feels like. And this is what it felt like when I had it 2 years ago. But I'm almost through it, taking ivermectin and the great products at InfoWarsLife.com as well. But at InfoWarsStore.com. But, man, I tell you, it is just crazy time to be alive here. So I appreciate folks putting up with the fact that my voice is shot and I want to cough all the time. But I didn't just go up with the globalists said about COVID coming back. And their answer to it is to make it worse with the shots and blocking therapeutics. It's that I talked to the medical doctors. I talked to the clinic owners. I talked to them. We had Dr. Stella Emanuel on right before we broke all this news. And, you know, she is seeing it at her major clinics in Houston. So a lot goes into it. They give us the injections. It mutates it. It creates all these other viruses. It lowers our immunity that other viruses can attack us. And I want to be clear. Some people say COVID doesn't exist. It's all fake. It's never been isolated. I'm not attacking those folks. It's just not true. It's 100% real. It's a nanotech. And if you have the proper things up front, you can deal with it and mitigate it. And it's much better to get it naturally. And your body does create some immunity to it. The shot obviously gives it to you, makes your body produce it, and it's absolutely horrible. But it's real. I mean, let me tell you. I mean, I'd get the flu or something. I just ignore it. I might get really sick every 10 years. And I got COVID after it almost killed my dad and Rob Dew. I mean, almost killed. I got it taken care of. And my wife's like, wow, you really are sick. What are you doing at 3 a.m. walking around the neighborhood? And I said, well, I can't breathe. And I was starting to take me Desitin, ivermectin. I was feeling a lot better, but I still couldn't breathe in the middle of the night. And I said, if you had this, you'd panic and want to go to the hospital. I said, I've never felt like this. It feels like I'm literally... You know, I did a little bit of wrestling growing up. I've been in a few fights. The guy starts choking you. You know, you feel that. That's what it felt like. I said, I get why people are panicking. This is really a psychological weapon because it's not causing real damage to your tissue. It's causing inflammation, like the Spanish flu did. I'm not a doctor. I've just interviewed a bunch of them. That's what they explain. And she's like, wow. And then she got it right after I had it. And she was like, I want to go to the hospital. And she's in great shape. You know, can run 10 miles out the front door, can lift weights for 2 hours like a gorilla. I mean, it's like female Arnold Schwarzenegger. And she was like, I can't breathe. I said, don't worry, I got Budesonide, I got ivermectin. She's like, oh, it's a lot better. And then she got better like in 4 or 5 days. But she was like, I want to go to the hospital right now. I can't breathe. I came home one day, and I was like, I told you, you get it. This is what it's like. You just got to chill out. Because if they put a tube down your throat, that makes inflammation get even worse and you die. It's not that you're not getting oxygen. It's that your body is going into an anaphylactic shock. And so I know what it feels like. Doesn't matter. I took 2 antigen tests and they said I didn't have it. This is some spinoff of this crap. And now they've got all these new super viruses. Oh, they're all so horrible. And we got to give pregnant women this shot for RSV and all of it. Until 5 years ago, you never gave a pregnant woman any shot. Everybody knew it caused an autoimmune disorder, bare minimum in the baby or the mother, or cause a spontaneous miscarriage. So they're just messing with us, folks. They're jacking with us. But listen, when I said get ready and beef up your body's natural defenses and drink pure water and get sunshine and take a lot of vitamins and minerals, and if you don't want to get sick, do stay away from crowds. Mask, I don't care if it's an N95. It's not doing jack diddly squat. You have to wear a spacesuit and then go into ultraviolet radiation for 30 minutes and then get out and shower your body not to get a virus like this. It's so small. Okay? Now, if you've got an ultraviolet decontamination center and you've got a full space suit, then by all means wear it. You're not going to get this. But wearing a mask is like... A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
In the midst of the worst health crisis we're facing in more than a century, don't tell your supporters, don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Don't tell your supporters, don't be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
I came in peace.
I just want to say they gave me Regeneron. We have hundreds of thousands of doses that are just about ready. And if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free. And especially if you're a senior, we're going to get...
Everyone should be afraid of COVID. Is there no one who can tell him don't do this?
All right, I want to be 100% clear with listeners. This is my best thinking. I'm going to open the phones up on this topic of COVID, of the attempts to lock down again, of them trying to come out and say, oh, Jones is lying, there's no plans for new COVID restrictions, even though they announced them right after we broke the news. And Dale Bigtree has talked to his investigative reporters. They've confirmed the feds were and are planning this. And he's very credible. So, of course, my sources are credible as well. That's our whole point, is being credible. Why in the hell would I come out here with an announcement that wasn't going to come true? I said, by me doing this, if we stop it, I'll be attacked and demonized. Fine. You're smart enough to figure out we stop it together. But I had no idea. I thought we might stop it because of public outrage, and then they just wouldn't roll it out. No, they began to roll it out right after we made the announcement, got huge backlash, and now go, okay, we were never planning any of this, but we do need you to wear a mask and take a shot, and we should shut down public events. And the colleges are going to make you take the shot, and so is your job, which is the COVID restrictions. So seeing them try to clean this up is incredible. So I want to open the phones up, intersperse all this other news on what do you think of the new tyranny they're rolling out? What do you make of how they're badly coordinated? And what do you really make of COVID? Because listen, if you think directed energy weapons fried Maui, you have a right to believe that because they exist, and this government's so hijacked and has run so many weather wars operations against us that indeed they do have those. And it turns out the second largest base in the world of directed energy weapons the U.S. has is Maui. That's where the C-130s and DC-10s with high-powered chemical lasers that could fly around and burn down a town in a matter of minutes are based. But see, I don't need to blame that because I have them admitting BlackRock owned the power company for 5 years, didn't cut the trees, didn't cut the power when they were told to, and cut the water through an Obama appointee, and didn't turn the emergency sirens on and ordered the police to block each ends of the town so they'd all burn to death, so there'd be nobody to stand up for their property. Whole families annihilated. And the locals get it. But that's part of a debate. We know the official story is not true. I've not seen evidence of a space laser. The stuff I saw saying it was a space laser was SpaceX launches. Then he showed a time lapse of it, looks like a laser. But I have the video of the power lines falling down in line with the town burning it down. And BlackRock owned it and did it. And has been trying to buy the town up. And somebody hacked the power poles in the weeks before with axes so they'd fall. So I don't believe they had the Air Force flying around with space lasers or directed energy weapons, though those exist. But they will exist soon in a form it didn't exist, and that's drone controlled. AI control, where one person in the Pentagon, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, could give an order to an army of aircraft outside of human control with no record they did it, and then the computers would erase their operational plan once they were done, and an army, an air force, squadron upon squadron, 100 squadrons. They have 100 squadrons of Predator drones alone. I don't know. They have 20,000 of them. How many squadrons is that? They can mount with lasers the takeoff under one man's order. Or if they malfunction on their own. So I'm not saying AI, directed energy weapons, aren't important. I'm saying when you have the video of the power lines falling and the transformers blowing up and the police blockading the town and the water not being delivered and being deliberately turned off, you got to go with what's admitted. And that burns the globalists just as bad as it was space lasers. Now, here's why directed energy weapons, and if you're actually burning a town down, it wouldn't be from space because that takes a more powerful laser to shoot to the atmosphere. You do it close up. The reason directed energy weapons are so good is you don't have to have BlackRock not trim the trees for 5 years and cut the water off and cut the sirens off, which they did do, which caused the fire. You can just fly in high winds and zap a few key points, and it does burn down. So I'm not saying it's not a real threat. I'm not saying it's not something we should be looking at very, very closely. It's a real thing. And I got something special for you today after we take some calls. See this? Weather and climate modification. This is from the U.S. government in 1965. And when you read this, they say we can modify the environment to make people accept environmental rules. They describe exactly what they're doing. So, yes, I don't poo-poo anybody that wants to say this is directed energy weapons. But when we have them, with the power lines falling down, with the juice still left on, and BlackRock owns them, and they wouldn't deliver the water, and they turned off the sirens, and they blocked the people in, and they diverted the fire department north to the hills to non-threatening fires, it's a choreographed operation, in my view, as the locals are now saying. And it's a microcosm of everything else we're facing. So I will not disregard the power lines down and the proof that shows what they did just because there's the possibility it could have been something else. As soon as I see evidence of that, fine. But we know who owned the power lines. BlackRock, we know who did it. So that's why I'm saying, in this case, directed energy weapons are a distraction from, we have them red-handed. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. We are talking about the new COVID protocols that have been rolled out, and they're gaslighting, saying it's not happening. Alex Jones is crazy. That's how they grab Victor from the jaws of defeat. And what you expect them to do next, and what you think we should do next to counter them, and what you think of O'Biden's new shot that, quote, is going to protect you from the, quote, new variant that they have magically ready. 877-789-2539. Your phone calls are straight ahead. Then, AI taking over airline pilots, the latest on the Trump attacks, the climate change power grab, Greece caught. So this should have been my top story. Wow. The government of Greece caught 79 leftists, David States leftists, environmentalists, setting the fires. They're doing it everywhere, folks. And they use the cover of environmental conferences to come to your town and burn.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To this live Monday, August 28, 2023 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to be a TV viewer. Here's what we're going to be covering next segment. I'm going to go to your calls right now. I'm going to hit this story when we come back and then go right back to your calls. Greece wildfires, 79 people arrested for arson. BBC. Here's another one. Greek authorities arrest 79 arsonist scum in connection with devastating wildfires. And it goes on. You don't just think they go block roads and block cars and block factories. No. When the high winds are blowing, they get their order, and they go out and they start burning stuff down. We're going to cover that next segment. I'm going to get to some of your calls as promised. Right now we have John Kerry saying now humanity is inexorably threatened by humanity itself. Which he's telling you the truth. We're threatened by him. They finance, the big oil companies fund the green movement. I'll explain it all coming up. This is a total takeover. They've got us by the huevos, folks, but we can defeat them. It's the same everywhere. You have a big environmental conference, a big sustainability conference, a smart grid conference. They use that to shoehorn as their cover as intelligence ops. This is coming out now into your town or city. Doesn't matter whether it's in Western Europe, Eastern Europe, Africa, Asia, Latin America, the U.S., and then they put their little mask on, they get their rent cars, they go out, they set their fires, and they leave. They mean business. These are military operations. They've been caught all over the world doing it. If there's high winds, and you live in a population center, the left's coming to burn you and your family down. They don't want to just chop your son's penis off. They don't want to just create blue cities with fentanyl and needles and homeless everywhere. They want to destroy you. Because they're the manager class. They believe when stuff collapses, they're going to get full control of all of it. They've been promised positions of power. Levi, thanks for holding from Maui. You want to talk about the fires in Hawaii? I'll do that. I'm glad to talk to you, but... In fact, let me just put you on hold. I said on air that we're taking calls on how they're going to try to roll out the new COVID lockdowns and the new restrictions, and what do you think of the fact that we've gotten ahead of it this time? And I said we're only covering that topic. But I noticed people ignore me, which is fine. And people are calling in about Hawaii. Mountain Patriot was talking about Hawaiian fires. Patriot Rep wants to talk about Maui fires. Devin wants to talk about the fires. And so does Levi. So we'll go to Levi and Maui. Maybe we shouldn't talk about how they're rolling out a new lockdown or how they're rolling out a new mask mandate, a new injection. I mean, I think Maui's important as a microcosm of what they'll do to all of us, but I just get, it's so weird. Like I said, I only want to take calls on the shots and what you think about that. And I'm happy to take the Maui. In fact, we won't take calls on COVID and the shots and the new rollout. We'll only take calls on Maui. I think that's reasonable. Then everybody will call it the shots, though, as soon as I say that. I don't know anymore. Because we need to have a big debate. You know, you saw what happened. We got excited about their new rollout plan. We were able to get ahead of it and really put a dent in it. And Maui's important. We've covered that ad nauseum. Let's just do this. Let's just go to your phone calls. Hell, maybe I should just walk for a while. Maybe that's just the answer. Just give everybody what they want. Everybody wants it so bad. I mean, you want Klaus Schwab to kill you and your family, don't you? I mean, you actually do. Maybe he is better than you. Maybe he does need to kill you. Maybe he does deserve everything. He's organized. He's serious. He's focused. He's got a plan. He means business. Levi Maui, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Yeah. Sorry, when it popped up, it looked like you were talking about Maui still. Our reception.
No, I'm not even trying to bitch at you. It's that I have no control over anything here. Understand what's lying. I have no control other than quitting, which looks better every day. But listen, let's just not go there right now. Please don't say sorry you called about Maui. You shouldn't be sorry you called it about Maui. It's important you called it about Maui. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring some light in regards to Lahaina. I went over there, helped with the Humane Society, but I wanted to bring up Eric West. He's been documenting it so well from the very beginning. He had the drone up the very next day. He's been meeting with the family members. His last two videos have profound anomalies of, it's incredible. So I just suggest that people head over and check him out, because I believe what he's doing is very profound. Also believe.
Okay, what are the profound anomalies?
The profound anomalies are, you know, we have cars completely away from anything, but shrub that's not even properly burned, there's still green around it. The highway on both sides, untouched. On the other side, and a little bit down low, and you have the pulverized car. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying it's good to account for everything, but I agree with you. They have completely been busted.
No, you're right. I mean, they do have airship-based, not so much space-based, microwaves, which are directed energy weapons, that will cause cars to explode. So I wouldn't put it past the technocracy. They got a huge secret weather program that's all admitted that's going on. No one wants to talk about it. Who knows? They might have hit them not with space lasers, but with microwaves.
I just think they've been shipping stuff out here from HAARP since 1993, since the Aloha 93 project. I document it every year. They run so much geoengineering projects here, it'll blow your mind. I mean, it's paradise, but at the same time, they are constantly manipulating the weather here. I try to wake my friends up in regards to it, but yeah, they just want to willfully be ignorant about it. But yeah, I believe that they pulled out all the cars.
It's one of the areas Joe Rogan is still wrong. He used to believe in chemtrails, geoengineering, and then he did a show how they weren't real like 10 years ago, and he says they're not real, but it's declassified they're doing it. They don't call them chemtrails. They call it geoengineering. And it's going on. It's happening everywhere, and it's very, very serious. Yeah, I'm seeing the videos you're talking about, but...
Starting a part two on his YouTube channel. It's just going completely viral. But he's been awesome, man. He's been meeting with the people, getting the money directly. Because a lot of my friends were the ones that ran the operations to the survivors of Lahaina, and those guys were left for dead. The community has been the 100% support system. And the first week, they completely outperformed the government. Actually, you know, they're still jumping through hoops trying to get their money, $700 from FEMA right now.
It's all a sick joke. Meanwhile, FEMA gets $1,000 a night at Bill Gates' hotel, the Four Seasons there in Maui. It's all about rubbing it in. It's all about doing it. Because the public loves getting murdered. The public loves getting killed by the government. They love it. It's our religion. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund your Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape to Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wig of America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Look, if you're sitting on the most expensive land in America, we're talking thousands of dollars a square inch, and you run your BlackRock and you run the power company, you just don't trim the trees, you leave the power on, it burns down, and your other investments get it. It's that simple. They did it. It's all come out. So I'm not trying to limit people to just the topic of the new COVID rollouts. Maybe tomorrow we have a special guest on. We'll just open the phones up on leftist arson and the different ways they do it. Because you don't need a directed energy weapon to do it. You don't even need an arsonist to do it. If you don't trim the trees in dry weather around major towns and then leave the power on when the storm comes, it will burn the town down. Period. You know, a 5-year-old knows if you're in the bathtub, don't plug in mom's hair dryer and throw it in the water. You're gonna electrocute. This is default stuff, folks. Like, your car's on empty, better get gas. Or, you know, don't take cyanide, it'll kill you. And people are freaking out watching this happen, and they're realizing that it's premeditated any way you slice it. And knowing the globalists, they might have thrown in a C-130 that was drone operated. They've got those now and done some extra zapping to burn it down. I don't know. I just know we got them on everything else. We got them. And you can't prove lasers. We can sure as hell prove they let those power lines on. They didn't trim the trees. BlackRock said for environmental reasons, we don't upkeep our power lines anymore. They use them as a weapon against us. And then they barricaded the people in the town. That happened. You can't prove directed energy weapons. You can prove they got orders to barricade them in that town when the fire was at their back. That's open and shut. Who gave order? We got their ass. And it goes right up the chain to Larry Fink. Right to the top of the pyramid. So I'm the one saying, I don't want to take calls on Maui. It's not that. It's that I'm trying to take calls and focus. We'll do Maui tomorrow. I'm trying. I already covered it a bunch today. We'll cover it next hour, too. I'm trying to cover the fact they're trying new lockdowns everywhere. They're trying more masking, force injections that have already killed 20 million people worldwide. And when they shut down the third world, it causes mass starvation and death. So I was opening the phones up to hear from listeners specifically where you work, at colleges or at grocery stores or at hotels or in law enforcement. What are you hearing? Because I got stacks of news here. They're bringing back the mask and the shots and the lockdowns and all of it. And we got the Fed saying Alex Jones is wrong. We're not planning any such thing. But we do have a new shot for you, though, the middle of next month. Just like I told you before they did from our sources. So how do we get ahead of it? What do you think's next? How big a win is it that they're all unstable right now because they wanted to roll it out and incrementally not have a debate up front? That's why I wanted to focus on that topic. They've been focusing a lot on Hawaii, and it's just as important in the aggregate. And look at the lockdown they had in Hawaii and what that did. This is all the same people. The same people that created the conditions and choreographed that inferno are the same ones choreographing World War III, open borders, the attacks on our children, the pedophilia, the COVID lockdowns, the poison shots, the whole shooting match. All right, I'm going to go in the order your calls are received. And we got a caller in Italy. I pronounced everything wrong. Is that Saverio Savaro? You guys, they don't talk a lot in my ear. The crew doesn't talk a lot in my ear. When they do, they never hit the button full power. They just kind of hit it. I'm not complaining. Just push it down and tell me what you said. Saverio, thank you very much. All right. Saverio in Italy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was talking about in Europe, it's already here in Italy. I'm from South. In North, they start already mask mandate, many government, place. And school, hospital, and you can see in some grocery store, you got to have a mask or, buy food. And like every time it happened, come from there and go to the United States. But you're right. You all the time right. You told the last time to be coming here, like in the United States, in September, they be selling the mask and the new shot and whatever. I feel very bad. Giorgia Meloni, she's sold out, like everybody. And I buy the one nice shirt from you. I buy the Donald Trump shirt. I want to use that when I go to Italian, place for protesting. And I got your shirt, the president's shirt, which is beautiful. And I buy one more. And God bless you, Alex. And hopefully something happened because this time it'd be very bad. And in Greece, I want to let you know, in Greece, the fire there is like Hawaii. It's almost the same scenario. I'm ex-military guy from the French Legion. And we know a lot of top secret things. Anyway, they will shut down all the planet again, but this time for good, I think so. Thank you so much.
Severio, thank you so much. So there's Severio. And he's laying out what's happening in Italy. The same thing as last time. So they don't want us to debate it while they roll it out again. But thank God for the listeners and the crew and all of us were here today. And obviously we know they're rolling it out. We see all the signs everywhere. Steve in Georgia, you're on the air. What about new variant targeting against children? Bill Gates promised that would be the case. What's your view on that?
Yes, I was going to call and just ask you if you heard anything. I've heard it's targeted for old people and children this time to kill them mainly. You know, they're just actually making a target on just those people.
Well, we know the COVID shot targets old people and young people and not middle-aged people. But, yeah, I've seen Bill Gates and others say the next pandemic will target children. And then he says the next pandemic will be far worse. So does Joe Biden.
Yeah, see, I've got grandchildren that be about that age, and I haven't seen many masks here in Georgia yet. I haven't been to a hospital, though, but I'm not going to go to a hospital. But I haven't seen them out in the public, you know, general public. Nobody's wearing them around here. I'm not going to wear one. I never have worn one.
Well, I tried to say it earlier, but we slammed into a break. But there's a great meme. It's a photo of a woman on one side of a cyclone fence saying, I wear my mask so I don't get COVID. And the man behind the fence says, I put up this cyclone fence so I don't have mosquitoes. And it's actually a mosquito per capita is bigger than the virus flying through the cyclone fence.
Yeah, and I've tried to explain that. I had his doctor tried to make me put a mask on when I went to see him, and I wouldn't do it. And they tried to make me leave, so I left. And I told him, I said, air goes through this mask. It's not going to stop a germ from going through there. How's it going to stop a germ?
If the mask supposedly protects them, why does it matter? No, it's all an act of contrition, of worship, of submission. The question is, hey, your mask protects you, right? Why do I got to wear one?
No, it doesn't protect them. And I'm not wearing one. They just have to shoot me.
Well, the good news is, brother, you called into this show and you care. So keep spreading the word and God bless you and your family. All right. Let's just skip this break so we get more time. And again, if I'm grumpy today to the crew and everybody else, it's nothing to do with you. I'm not going to lie to people. I used to get sick about every 5 years. No big deal. I mean, I get the flu. I'd be over it in a day. I know what COVID feels like. And I had it 2.5 years ago. And I got it right now. I've already gone to 2 antigen tested clinics. I'm getting a blood test today. When I leave here, I feel like I've been run over by a truck. And I probably shouldn't be here because I feel nasty as a rattlesnake right now. So I'm being a jerk to people. It has nothing to do with the crew or you or anybody. In fact, we should take Maui calls. I should have said both. They hung up on a whole bunch of Maui calls.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
They are dangerous. I mean, they are evil. But your mother has an eternal soul, brother, and you'll see her soon, Carlos. Thank you. Oh, my God. Yeah, you might as well just drink gasoline if you're going to take Remdesivir. But you got to love these people, man. They pick the one thing that'll kill your ass, and then they approve that. And then, oh, you can't have ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, vitamin C. Oh, no, no, no. You can't have budesonide steroid. No, no, no. You get Remdesivir. It was even worse in the UK. They gave him that, can't remember, the name's too hard to pronounce, but it's like, it's an assisted suicide drug, which makes you, if you give it to somebody, they stop breathing. So they give it to them and then they kill them. And months before COVID broke out, they bought a record amount of it, like five times the record in the UK, and then just murdered people. And to them, it's like power. Like, I'm a bureaucrat. I'm murdering people. I'm murdering people. It's like a video game to them. Imagine the opposite. Like, we have empathy. We care about people. They see that as weak. They're like, look at this guy. He cares about people. That idiot. Oh, but as soon as we go after them, oh, you go to a supermax prison. As soon as you pull out a double-edged dagger and say, you don't care about us, and just leave their guts on the ground, you're going to go to a supermax prison because that's a precious Satanist. That's a precious globalist. That's a precious murderer that murdered all these people. Oh, we got to protect them. We got to bow down to them. Don't you spill their guts on the sidewalk. No, no. If you touch one of the little preciouses, because their lives value, it's our mothers and our daughters and our sons and our fathers and our lives. It's our lives that don't matter. It's their worshipful golden calf lives we got to bow down to. And if we do anything, the men in black come to get us. The same men in black the globalists hit with the strongest poison shots. And they're almost done with them. Next hour I'm going to cover it. They're going all to robots. Soon there won't be any airline pilots because they're not available. They're all having heart attacks. It's all funny to them. And we just have to sit here and accept it and love it. Nick in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm pretty pissed off right now.
Yeah, me too. I've had a couple theories wargaming the COVID rollout. And, you know how you rolled it out last Friday, right? 5 hours before they put it out on the news. Now they're kind of sitting there scrambling, figuring out what they're going to do. But, you know, most
well, that's why I meant to take your calls, and I'm glad you called. I apologize because I'm really out of it today. I meant to ask listeners, what is their next move? Because I really respect you. And I'm just saying that to pat you on the head. The listeners all the time take me to the next level. Or I read comments, or I read emails, because I go to the random InfoWars email. I just read them because it just always takes me next level. The angles you think of, I don't think of. And that's what I meant to do. What is their next move? And I mean, go ahead and tell us.
Well, I've been thinking, I don't think they're going to be able to lock us down again like they did previously. You know, we're all aware and awake to their propaganda. But I think what could force people to get a little scared is if they start trying to infect the children. I mean, if you want to really get into the hearts and minds of the people strategically as a tyrant, as these globalist scumbags are, you want to hit their kids.
Well, that's
and
right.
They will bend some knees. You know what I mean?
So let's pull it up. It was Bill Gates said a year ago, the next outbreak will hit children. I mean, how they're even going to tell us their next move, like in pool. I'm going to put the 5 solids in the right corner pocket.
Right. Yeah, so I could see RSV. I could see, they had probably a million different variants of COVID. It could be another COVID variant that actually is dangerous for the kids. And these people are, you know, us as parents, I got a son, a 6.5-year-old son, and I got a daughter coming in October. And if you want to scare me, you know, my kids are going to be very threatened by this next thing that they could roll out. And then after they roll it out, they lock us down, they get us to stay inside our houses, then they could start crashing the economy, and we won't know, we won't be none the wiser because we're going to be in our houses.
Well, that's right. They want to bring in their new global ESG system, their new central bank digital currency. The time is now. Their bubble's gotten so big they can't control it, and they want to have the new viral outbreak that targets children so that we will cower. And all I can say is, I don't know if Bill Gates has got big enough balls, because it's going to come out he killed a bunch of kids. They already have. I tell you, I wonder if they're going to go that far, but they might.
They're already killing kids in the Maui fires. They have no problem killing us the other ways.
You're right, brother. Thank you for the call. I'm just really in a moment of disgust right now. I just am so sick of these people pissing on us. And so sick of their arrogance. And just so sick of their evil. And how they think it's funny. It's not funny. I'll say this to Rockefeller and... Oh, he's dead, but he's got all his family. I'll say this to Fauci and the rest of them. I'll quote The Godfather. If a bolt of lightning is to strike anybody in my family, I'm going to blame you. And you've already released viruses. You've already pulled this crap. And so that's all I'm saying is we're reaching the end of the road, you guys. So that's it. Seriously, you psycho demons. Like, you just... And the people that go along with you, they think they're like, oh, we're part of the power structure. We serve Bill Gates. You're a frog carrying a scorpion across the river on your back. And you know what the scorpion does to the other side when you deliver it. Pow. He hits you right. The frog lays over dying. And he goes, why'd you do that? And he goes, I'm a scorpion, bitch. It's the same story of the snake. They cuddle the snake, bring it over. And also the snake bites you and you're dying. You go, why did you bite me? I'm a snake. Mountain Patriot, Colorado. COVID disaster capitalism. Go ahead. Ah, yeah.
My dad works at
Your phone's really distorted. Talk right into it.
My girl works at a hospital just outside the Navajo Nation, and I told her last week what you were saying about the masks. And of course, she's very skeptical of you, but sure enough, this week, Walmart employees are wearing masks.
Listen, I want to hear this, but you're too muffled, so I'm going to put you on hold. We'll go back to you next hour. I want to see if you can just – I hate it when calls are like this. It's like – I think you're on a wireless system, or I think you're on a dangle or something, or whatever you call it, dongles. I just know the sound. No one can understand what you're saying, but I want to hear what you have. I heard you say the Navajo Nation's brought back masks. Is that what I heard? But I want to hear it loud and clear. I want to make sure I didn't imagine that. Roy, Kyle, Patriot Rep, everybody, we're going to get to your calls next hour. And, man, I super prepared for this show. I've covered two stacks here. At some point, I got to kind of hit all this, but I feel like my lungs have been put through a wood chipper, so we'll see what happens. So thanks for putting up with me. But I tell you what allows me to continue operating and going forward, and I'm so glad. As soon as this, I didn't realize this was back this week. I thought it was next week. I come in this morning, it's back in the warehouse, ready to roll. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And the first thing I did was pop one of these bad boys. Overhead shot, please. Look how full this bottle is. Right to the top, folks. Right to the top with these 95% curcuminoid. Again, most turmeric formulas are 5%. Some are maybe 10. The other strongest brands are 75%. This is 95%. Super constant. So like taking one pill is like taking 10 of the average pill. It's that powerful. Or more. So they're available at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, whole body support, your neurological systems, your brain, your heart, all of it. It's supercharged with what God gave us through turmeric. And this is the strongest curcuminoid you're going to find anywhere. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Sold out for almost 8 months. Back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, it's got to end today because it's selling out. X3 and Environmental Fusion are 40% off. That flash sale has to end today, I'm told. Superfilm Vitality is amazing. It's the same as Super Male, but Super Male sold out, so it's a pink label. It's a steam formula, 60% off. Great stamina, libido, energy. Super Female Vitality. And also three great organic fluoride-free toothpaste, essential oils, the turmeric toothpaste, the activated charcoal toothpaste, and the coral calcium toothpaste, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Please keep us on air.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.